An important part of the September 2008 political agreement that gave birth to Zimbabwe's unity government a year ago was a new leader for the Electoral Commission and the establishment of a Human Rights Commission. The government now says it has decided on chairman for the two commissions. The new chair of the Electoral Commission is Judge Simpson Ntambanengwe, a Zimbabwean who joined Namibia's courts in 1994. He became acting Chief Justice and was chair of the Electoral Commission in Windhoek. He replaces President Robert Mugabe's close confidant, Judge George Sowese, who presided over disputed elections in recent years, including 2008, when he delayed results of the presidential poll for 5 weeks. Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai easily beat Mr. Mugabe in the first round of the poll, but an orgy of political violence followed, and Mr. Tsvangirai withdrew from the runoff. Negotiation between the men's parties ultimately led to a political agreement and an inclusive government. Professor Reg Austin is the first chairman of the new Human Rights Commission. He was legal advisor to nationalist leader Joshua Nkomo at negotiations in London in 1979 that led to Zimbabwe's independence the next year. He was also dean of the University of Zimbabwe Law Department after independence, and since then has worked for the United Nations on some of the toughest elections in the world. Both men were chosen after months of heated and sometimes acrimonious negotiations between Mr. Mugabe's ZANU-PF and Mr. Tsvangirai's NDC. Zimbabwe human rights lawyer Derek Maticek said the appointments represent some hope in an otherwise politically paralyzed unity government. To try to unblock the political system, three mediators appointed in December by South African President Jacob Zuma are due in Harare to meet with the principals of the three political parties that signed the unity government agreement in September 2008. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.